Task 3. You will hear part of a program. Read through the notes below and complete them by filling in the gaps according to what you hear. Gap 0 is an example. Now read the notes.
This week, we're leafing through some of the books from the past which have shaped our world. And for Chapter 1, we're going back to 1996 and a moment which changed the global landscape of the publishing industry itself. In that year, after many rejections, an unknown author called J.K. Rowling at last found a publisher for her first Harry Potter novel. Louise Hidalgo has been speaking to the literary editor Barry Cunningham, who spotted the boy wizard's potential and in doing so helped create a global phenomenon.
It's a rainy August night in London in 1996 when publisher Barry Cunningham receives a manuscript wrapped in a brown paper bag.
And I read the first two chapters, and people often say, how much do you have to read before you know something's good? Actually, I think you know after two or three chapters. And I gave the manuscript to my daughter, Alice, and she couldn't stop reading, so I had to tear it off her the next morning and say, well, I think I'm going to buy this. What do you think? She said, that's a good idea. The thing that I really liked about the story was the friendship. You know, I like the owls and the boarding school and the magic and Hogwarts, but it was the friendship between the children that really moved me, really, and I really thought that would appeal to children.
J.K. Rowling famously had the idea for Harry Potter sitting on a delayed train, the story of a boy wizard who, with his friends, overcomes the forces of evil in Voldemort. Barry Cunningham says the fact that the publishing company that he worked for, Bloomsbury, was just starting up also helped. Bloomsbury couldn't compete with the big names in publishing. They needed something different. The morning after he read the manuscript, Barry Cunningham rang J.K. Rowling's agent. At their first meeting in London, a nervous J.K. Rowling revealed that Harry Potter was more than a book. It was a series, and she'd already worked out the whole story. A year later, the first Harry Potter book, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, was published in Britain, with Barry thinks an initial print run of 5,000. Within the year, J.K. Rowling was getting offers from America.
There are in total 7 Harry Potter books now, which have sold more than 450 million copies. The films of the books are some of the most successful of all time and have made more than $5 billion. Barry still publishes children books and has his own publishing house. He was speaking there to Louise Hidalgo. But what is it about Harry Potter that made it such a world-spanning success? Not just books, but the films and the theme parks and the exhibitions and an incredibly devoted fan base who wear sweatshirts with their Hogwarts house on them and write fan fiction, imagining the characters in different situations. Why Harry Potter, of all the books in the world?
Now listen again.
This week, we're leafing through some of the books from the past which have shaped our world. And for Chapter 1, we're going back to 1996 and a moment which changed the global landscape of the publishing industry itself. In that year, after many rejections, an unknown author called J.K. Rowling at last found a publisher for her first Harry Potter novel. Louise Hidalgo has been speaking to the literary editor Barry Cunningham, who spotted the boy wizard's potential and in doing so helped create a global phenomenon.
It's a rainy August night in London in 1996 when publisher Barry Cunningham receives a manuscript wrapped in a brown paper bag.
And I read the first two chapters, and people often say, how much do you have to read before you know something's good? Actually, I think you know after two or three chapters. And I gave the manuscript to my daughter, Alice, and she couldn't stop reading, so I had to tear it off her the next morning. So, well, I think I'm going to buy this. What do you think? She said, that's a good idea. The thing that I really liked about the story was the friendship. You know, I like the owls and the boarding school and the magic and Hogwarts, but it was the friendship between the children that really moved me, really, and I really thought that would appeal to children.
J.K. Rowling famously had the idea for Harry Potter sitting on a delayed train, the story of a boy wizard who, with his friends, overcomes the forces of evil in Voldemort. Barry Cunningham says the fact that the publishing company that he worked for, Bloomsbury, was just starting up also helped. Bloomsbury couldn't compete with the big names in publishing. They needed something different. The morning after he read the manuscript, Barry Cunningham rang J.K. Rowling's agent. At their first meeting in London, a nervous J.K. Rowling revealed that Harry Potter was more than a book. It was a series, and she'd already worked out the whole story. A year later, the first Harry Potter book, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, was published in Britain, with Barry thinks an initial print run of 5,000. Within the year, J.K. Rowling was getting offers from America.
There are in total 7 Harry Potter books now, which have sold more than 450 million copies. The films of the books are some of the most successful of all time and have made more than $5 billion. Barry still publishes children books and has his own publishing house. He was speaking there to Louise Hidalgo. But what is it about Harry Potter that made it such a world-spanning success? Not just books, but the films and the theme parks and the exhibitions and an incredibly devoted fan base who wear sweatshirts with their Hogwarts house on them and write fan fiction, imagining the characters in different situations. Why Harry Potter, of all the books in the world?
This is the end of Task 3 and the end of the listening test.